Back to Ed Games on Sirius Satellite Sports Bonding with our good friend Mark Schlereth, the guy I wish I could have played for back in the day when Bubby Brister was having fun in the huddle. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Nick?
Hey, good job on ESPN Radio this morning. I was on there last night talking about the passing of Lamar Hunt, and I think this is a very personal thing for all of us that knew him. But you got to look at it from the point of view of course, a rival, the Broncos. Tell me what you think Lamar represents to the history of the NFL.
Well, I mean, there's no question his historical significance. After only 13 years involved in professional football, the guy was, you know, inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you know, he's basically he was the guy that that created the AFL. He was the guy that was pivotal in the merger of the NFL AFL in the late 60s. And coined the phrase Super Bowl, for crying out loud. I mean, that's Lamar Hunt. And, you know, it's one of those things that I think easily gets overlooked when you haven't been around the guy. I never got a chance to meet him, but always held the Kansas City Chiefs with great respect and revere because of the way they played. And the way they played was hard, and they were a legit football team and a football team that you know you were going to get in a scuffle with every time you took the field. And they represented Lamar Hunt well because he was the guy that that was the driving force behind the Kansas City Chiefs. So to me, it's one of those things I always look with great pride and a great sense of nostalgia, and also with great respect for the guys who came before me and gave me an opportunity to live out my childhood dream. And my childhood dream since I was 12 was to play in the National Football League. And it's guys like Lamar Hunt and some of the Hall of Famers and some of the guys that paved the way through their, you know, their blood, their sweat, their tears, that paved the way for guys like you and I to be able to play the game that we loved as kids. And so I have great respect for Lamar Hunt. I have great respect for the men that came before me and afforded me an opportunity to have this love affair with the National Football League.
We're talking with Mark Schlereth from ESPN Primetime, and want to thank you for the great way you and people like Ron Jaworski, who was on the show a couple days ago, has helped us understand the technical side of the game. Before we get to the technical side, let's continue with this as well. Here's our interview with Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News about what historically a Lamar Hunt represents.
I think he could be the last great American sportsman. And it's not just about football. He's the guy that got tennis a foothold in this country. He got soccer a foothold in this country. You know, few people know that he was a minority owner and an original investor in the Chicago Bulls. So he's had an impact in basketball. Of course, his greatest legacy is the AFL and the NFL. You know, he tried to buy an expansion or buy the Chicago Cardinals and bring them to Dallas, but the Wolfers wouldn't sell the team. He got rebuffed twice. He finally, you know, Bud Adams trying to get in. He couldn't get in. He finally called Bud and said, "You want to start our own league?" And they did. And in a very short period of time, that league was competitive with the NFL and forced a merger.
That's more from Rick Goslin for the Dallas Morning News. We had a lot of people weighing in, including Franco Harris. We'll get to him in a moment. But Mark Schlereth, it's a different league that we report on, that we cover these days. When you and I played, even just a few years ago, it did not have the level of intensity, and it took visionaries. It also took people, I think, that understood the personal relationships in the game. And when I witnessed the kind of emotion that you would not expect coming out of the former players and people that worked directly with Wellington Mara last year, I look at the passing of Lamar Hunt like the passing of Wellington Mara as possibly the passing of an era.
You know what, I agree with you, and it's one of those things that you mentioned, especially now, because I think those guys were so intimately involved with their football teams. And a lot of times now we live in an era in a society where it's I'm going to give mine, and the game has changed in that regard. I think with the exposure, you know, the exposure that shows like this and ESPN give guys, it gives them a platform to be selfish and like you said, willing to and Lamar Hunt are those guys that I think that just kind of bridged a good generation gap. Those guys were beloved by their teammate, or by the guys who played underneath them, and I don't know that there's going to be too many more of those guys that come around.
Well, we're going to talk some more with Floyd Little, a guy that, like you, is in my book, in many people's book, a Hall of Famer anyway, but certainly a Broncos Hall of Famer. But let's talk about the NFL for a moment. Let's take a break from this very sad time. Certainly we want to celebrate what Lamar represents, but if you would go with me on this, let's talk about what's going on around the league for a little bit, because you do such a great job helping us understand what's happening with teams. Let's first start off with Drew Brees and what he displayed this past weekend. The fact that a team no one really predicted could be where they are today is defeating Dallas in Dallas, that is showing so much strength and balance. Tell us about Drew Brees and the Saints.
Well, you know, I think they're an amazing story, obviously, a Cinderella story. Drew Brees has just been phenomenal. I mean, he's got a chance to break Dan Marino's all-time record of 5,084 yards. I mean, the guy has been on fire. And, you know, it's amazing, just such a different group of guys, such a kind of eclectic group of guys that he has been throwing the football to and distributing the football to. Obviously, Deuce McAllister being back and running well has really helped them. Reggie Bush has been phenomenal from just the different things that he gives you, not only running the football, but catching it out of the backfield, lining up out on the edge. I mean, he's a nightmare matchup for all defenses. And then you got a guy like Colston coming in the seventh round of Hofstra playing extremely well. Joe Horn playing very well. Even, you know, and the thing is, they've been able to overcome injuries. Colston's been out a few games. He was his first game back last week. Joe Horn was out last week. And if it's not one guy, it's, you know, Devery Henderson. It's Terrence Copper. I mean, it's on and on and on it goes. So they have done a great job with a lot of different guys. And I think the one thing that kind of gets overlooked is this is an offensive line that I think probably was a huge question mark coming into the season. Jamal Brown moves over to left tackle, solidifies that offensive line. They get Fain from Cleveland, and he plays incredibly well. I mean, this is a great group up front, and they have really paved the way for this offense to have great success, and Drew Brees has just been maybe the comeback player of the year.
Talking with Mark Schlereth from ESPN Prime Time, and one of the interesting things is when you look at dominating offensive lines like the Chiefs have been recently, and they've found a way to put together and piece together a team without Willie Roaf this year that has allowed Larry Johnson to be pretty good. But other teams like Minnesota that earlier in the year were reasonably dominating at the offensive line are not doing so. Why is this year so up and down for offensive lines?
Well, I think, you know, continuity is a huge thing, and anytime you have an injury or you move guys around like they have in Kansas City, I mean, they've been musical chairs at the tackle position. Brian Waters had missed a couple of games. It's very hard. I mean, it's a game where communication, you know, it's kind of a team within a team, and where communication is so pivotal. And when you start rotating guys and you start moving guys around, and especially when you're on the road and crowd noise, it becomes very difficult to play the position. And that's one of the issues that you have. You know, you look at the Carolina Panthers, and, you know, probably everybody's picked to be a representative in the NFC playoffs, at least, and a lot of people's Super Bowl picks, and I picked them to go there. That's a football team that has had one guy start all the games at his original position across the offensive line. That's left guard Mike Wall. Everybody else has flipped around, flip-flopped, and it makes it extremely difficult. And that's a position that probably gets overlooked a lot, but it's one where continuity rules the day. And if you don't have continuity, you're going to have some issues.
Talking with Mark Schlereth. Mark, can you stay with us for a few minutes? And I just wanted to have a chance to hear you and Floyd Little talk about the old days with the Broncos and maybe some of the ways that running backs, the running back position, that guy that benefits from you all getting that push in the middle, how that's evolved.
You got it.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll be right back with Mark Schlereth and Floyd Little, Hall of Famer for the Broncos. Great running back. He's going to talk about the LT versus Jim Brown controversy and Lamar Hunt and much more. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us.